This is KUT. What does it look like when an Austin City Council member's job may be threatened? A political action committee says it has collected enough signatures to force a recall of Councilmember Ann Kitchen's election. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
Amidst claims from the group that they'd collected enough signatures to recall Councilmember Kitchen, her colleagues got to talking about shoes.
I already found my block walking shoes and dusted them off earlier than expected. I'm ready to knock on those doors. You can call upon us.
My block walking shoes are ready as well, and I am ready to join in the effort. You tell me how best to be deployed. Give me my list, and I'll start hitting houses.
What Councilmember Greg Kassar and Mayor Steve Adler are saying is, should a recall of Kitchen's election go through, they would campaign for her. Six council members plus the mayor stood outside City Hall to show their support for Kitchen after news that the PAC, calling itself Austin for All, had gathered the roughly 6,000 signatures needed to trigger a recall election. According to District 5 residents, petitioners going door-to-door brought up Kitchen's support of Uber and Lyft regulations. Adler says this petition sets a bad precedent.
To have a recall effort started because some people don't like the views or opinions that a particular council member may be expressing is absolutely the wrong reason to ever have a recall.
Once petition signatures totaling 10% of registered voters in a given district are submitted, they need to be certified by the city clerk. The council member is then given 5 calendar days to resign. If she chooses not to, the recall question will be put to District 5 voters. As of 5 p.m. Monday, no recall petition had been dropped off at the city clerk's office. Austin for All has so far declined to do an interview. It did answer some questions by email, saying Councilmember Kitchen, quote, does not represent the majority of Austinites' view that open access to ride-sharing improves the quality of life for all Austinites, end quote. Kitchen did propose mandatory fingerprint background checks for Uber and Lyft drivers. The companies have said they will not operate in cities that require those background checks. The companies have since launched their own petition to put regulations they wrote to a public vote. An announcement that petition has been certified by the city clerk is expected today. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.